Hi, this is Forrest Kelly, host and producer of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. Before we start the show, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a new app called Wisdom. What you can do on Wisdom is listen and talk with amazing people. You can connect with experts and top mentors. Coming up on the new year, you need a little extra motivation? Wisdom is the place to get it. And if you'd like to share and inspire others, you can do it on Wisdom. I'll be doing a live question and answer session on Wisdom. We'll be covering wine, travel, and podcasting in general. Download the Wisdom app today and join me on Wednesday, December 22nd at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the new app, Wisdom. Thank you. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Stephen Sipes, proprietor of Summerhill Pyramid Winery in British Columbia, Canada.
Well, we started out of our little garage making wine in 1990, 91, and we introduced the Sipes Brut in December 91, so right in the beginning of 92 in New York City, to great reviews there, as I mentioned. So our official opening is 92, but we've been making wine since the late 80s, you know. We came here in 1986, my family and I from New York. It's over 30 years now. We're just dedicated to the amazing growing conditions here and the lovely people here. I have to say that British Columbia is a treat to be here. Such lovely, honest, and wonderful people all around us at all times. Our crew, our employees, are like family. It's beautiful. A lot of people join Summerhill because they want to. I even get comments like, Steve, we'd work here if you didn't pay us. We'd love this place.
There's so few things in this world that give us energy. Most things take energy.
Yeah.
So exactly. That's wonderful. Something we learned in a previous episode was that Stephen built a pyramid on the property to incorporate that pyramid into the winemaking process.
What I think it is sacred geometry is related to the electrical nature of life itself. And it brings out, I would say it does not make any liquid worse or better. It clarifies it. So if you put a wine in there, for instance, that has flaws in it, it will bring out the flaws and make the wine like cooking wine. You can't drink it. And if it has good qualities, it'll bring out the good qualities. The same with milk or orange juice or any other liquid. And we've proven that time and time again now in the last over 30 years now. And it's very conclusive, and we're very thrilled with the experiments and plan to go on bigger and better and more experiments to prove the value of sacred geometry on liquids. The size of our pyramid would be the exact size of the capstone on the Great Pyramid. Ironically, we didn't plan it that way, but it just happened to come out to be exactly what the size of the capstone on the pyramid would have been. 60 feet square and 4 stories high.
Well, being one of the most visited wineries in Canada, I imagine that you've got quite a few employees.
Every year we have about 170 employees in the season, and it drops down to about half of that in the shoulder seasons. But of course, with COVID, we're running way below that because most of the weddings have been canceled. You're not allowed to have more than 50 people, and they have to be 6 feet apart. And our Chinese tours that we get every day, busloads of tourists from China are not coming. We're not getting any tourists from the United States. Even our own in Canada are coming much less frequently. So we're way down in visits this year because of COVID. And yet, interestingly, our sales have gone up incredibly because the internet sales, the online sales have been fantastic. I think we had a 1,500% increase over the same months last year. So yeah, people are wanting to buy our wine. It's organic, it's pyramid energized, it's gold medal winning, whatever. And they love the wine, so they don't come and see us anymore. They just order online and we deliver.
And a portion of those employees that you just mentioned, I'm looking at the website, your restaurant is just wonderful.
A wonderful restaurant. I'm very proud of that. We have a 200-seat organic restaurant and catering. We usually do over 100 weddings a year. So we do a lot of food. We at one time were called by the suppliers the biggest outlet in all of Kelowna, which is huge. That means all the hotels and all of the big restaurants and everything. We were the biggest one, Summer Hill, because we do a lot of volume in food. And we have a fabulous chef. He's the chef that is the chairman of the Chef Association and the teacher at the school, and everybody really admires him and respects him. He's a pillar in the community, and we're very proud to have him.
That's
in
Jeremy.
Jeremy. We have an application now into the city and the Agricultural Land Reserve to actually build a world think tank on food production. It's called the Culinary College for Humanity, and it will feature classes and certifications to show the industry and homeowners, of course, how to cook and grow and prepare meals that are organic and local versus chemical and far distance.
In part four of our interview with Stephen Sipes of Summer Hill Winery in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, we talk about how to make the earth a safer place for all of us and his upcoming goals for the winery. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.